The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Mick Flannery, gone forever. And Mick is going to join us on the TV show on Saturday night with his new song, which is great. They spotted this last night on Twitter. Cor Duff GAA in County Monaghan. They have a raffle, which are great things to raise funds for clubs around the country. So the prizes. It doesn't say how much the tickets are here. The first prize is VIP All-Ireland Football Final tickets. Great prize. Second prize, two Liverpool versus Manchester United tickets for next season. Any Liverpool home game. Third prize, Golden Charolais Weanling Heifer, 6 months old. Fourth prize, two rugby Six Nations tickets, Ireland versus England in the Aviva Stadium. All good prizes. And this is the one that caught the Twitter addies' attention. The fifth prize in the Cor Duff Gaels, is it auction or raffle? A graveyard plot for two of your choice in Cor Duff or Raffara cemeteries. So, a graveyard plot for two of your choice in Cor Duff or Raffara. Have you ever seen anything like that before? A graveyard plot as a... I think it's an auction, not a raffle. There you go. It's an auction, not a raffle. And they're having a black tie night, which will take place in Newermore Hotel, Carrickmacross. That's coming up. And they're going to auction off all those things. How much would that be worth now? A graveyard plot for two in Cor Duff or Raffara Cemetery. On Stags... completely different. Surfing is a great non-booze activity, says Con, and I planned a hen night through hen.ie last November for my sister. They have a stag.ie option too for the guys looking for help. Went to Lahinch for 2 days, dinner and nightclub included, and went on the Father Ted tour dressed up as nuns, but the lads are priests. Such a laugh. So there you go. And Shane here from the Hen and Stag Sligo, here are a couple of hen party ideas. Well, it's stag we're looking for. We're looking for stag. Old school sports day, day at the spa, the cube challenge, flower crown making, crystal maze, live nude painting, celebrity juice Sligo, and true detective rescue the groom. Well, we're looking for stag ideas there, Shane, if you'd like to get them into us at 51551. Now, Operation Transformation is up and going. It was programme 2 last night after news on RT1, and we'll be speaking to Pam Swain, one of the leaders from Y'all, after this.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
If you're an Irish passport holder, the new online passport renewal service is the fastest, easiest and safest way to renew your family's passports from anywhere in the world. The application process is simple, and at just €75 for adults and €25 for children, including postage, it's far and away the cheapest way to renew your passport. So save time and renew online. Check in today at dfa.ie/passport online, an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Introducing the game-changing next-generation Toyota Hybrid. There's the bigger, bolder, all-new RAV4, now in showrooms. The all-new Corolla Hatchback Hybrid and the Corolla Saloon Hybrid. The world's best-selling car, reborn. And making its return, the iconic Camry. Available in hybrid for the very first time. Don't miss out. Order your self-charging hybrid today. Toyota. Built for a better world.
Guys, come on. Breakfast.
Okay, Sarah. It's the healthy stuff every morning for the rest of the week.
I want the chocolate one.
No, you're having this. At 7:42 Monday morning, Sarah started swapping the sugary cereal for a healthier one. Parenting's tough. You're tougher. One daily win can start your kids on the way to a healthier life. For more ways to start, visit makeastart.ie. Brought to you by Safe Food, the HSE and Healthy Ireland.
To borrow from Barak, yes we can. As we step into a new year, the Full Score looks at exercise and movement as the second part of our Music and the Mind series. This Friday, join me, Liz Nolan, with the RTE Concert Orchestra and leading experts as we explore realistic and effective goals for increasing fitness with a specially curated selection of motivating music. It's all part of the Full Score with me, Liz Nolan, 1 to 4pm, weekdays on Lyric.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I have to press this button here.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Safe Food.
Yes, indeedy. As I said, Operation Transformation is back up and running. It's on at 9:30 on Wednesday night. And there's something different about it this year. It feels different. And I have to say, I like it and I'm enjoying it. And I'm loving the leaders. There's Siobhan, Jean, Paul, Cahill, and Pamela Swain, known to her family and friends as Pam. And she's in our Cork studio. Good afternoon, Pam.
How are we, Ray?
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Well done on a number of things. First, for people who didn't tune in last night, tell them about the walk last Saturday morning in Youghal.
Yeah, so we had the nationwide walk there in Youghal last Saturday, and a record-breaking crowd showed up. There was like 2,500 people came out to support me.
Yeah, and it is to support you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. Yeah. I can't believe it. Like, it was unbelievable. Yeah. Every age, there wasn't an age group you could put on it. There was young, old, there was people with buggies, bikes, scooters, you name it. Everyone was out in force, yeah.
And then you made the cover of the Irish Examiner on Monday morning with that.
Like, are you surprised?
And then the local cinema. There was a sign up in the local cinema.
Local cinema. Every business in town has my poster on the doors and stuff. Broderick's actually have two of them there in Youghal, and my son just loves it. He keeps looking at them like and saying, there's two mammies. There's two mammies.
Yeah.
You know, the buzz is mighty in Youghal. I mean, like, the town is just crazy. Like, the support they're giving me is second to none.
Well, people will know you because you work in the local Amber at
the deli counter. I work in the Amber garage, and my family is well known in town as well, you know. So, like, my sisters are older than me, we'll say, and their friends would know me as well. I worked in a few different shops in town as well, so, like, I'd be with the public like since I'm about 14.
Aha, right. So you're well known around Youghal.
Yeah, I am.
Loads of different reasons. Why did you get involved in Operation Transformation?
I have a little lady there at home, Lily Swain. And we were in the car and we were singing songs and stuff like that, whatever. And she was on about this song, "Do You Know It, Ma'am?" And I was like, "Do you know what? I actually do. Yeah, I know that song." And she said, "You're the image of her." And it was the lady out of, I don't know, do you know, like you said, The Greatest Showman, do you know, "This Is Me," that
song? Yes, yes. The bearded lady.
The bearded lady, yeah. So I was the lady without the beard.
Okay.
So, look, it is what it is, and it actually upset me in a way, but look at me now. I wouldn't be here unless, you know, I got the realisation, like, you know, that that's the way my little lady sees me, you know. So
that was the impetus to get involved.
That was it, and then David Crying put out an appeal on Facebook looking for new leaders for 2019, and I was like, okay, do you know, like, what have I got to lose? So go ahead, give it a shot. If I don't get it, I don't get it.
Okay, right. So last night was your second weigh-in. Mm-hmm. You'd been given a target of £3.
Yeah.
How many pounds did you lose?
I actually ended up losing 7.
Yeah.
I doubled it in one. I smashed it.
You smashed it?
I did, yeah. Not that that was the main thing, I suppose, on the show last night. It was all about the cigarettes, you know.
Mm. Tell people about, because people who didn't see it then, so you revealed a lot about your smoking habit.
Of course, yeah.
Tell them what you said.
Well, like, I was a smoker, and I wanted to be honest and open with the public. Like, you know, there's no point in going on the show if I was going to be anything but. So, yeah, I opened up my heart. I told everybody the truth and all the rest of it. And my story went out last night about the cigarettes and stuff. But all I can say is, look, stay tuned. Watch next Wednesday night. See what I'm doing.
Okay, so the story was that you have 4 children.
I do. Yeah.
And that you smoked on 2 of your pregnancies.
I did, yeah. And you know what, Ray? That's something that I'm not going to be able to change. And nobody can change the past. But I am going to change the future. And that's what matters at this stage.
Mm-hmm. So the reaction then from the experts. So Aoife got onto you, Sumi got onto you, Carol got onto you, Eddie got onto you. Actually, they all got onto you.
You know, guess what? They all got onto me, yeah.
So what were they saying?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who saw that.
Yeah, what were they saying to you?
Well, basically, like, I just think it was kind of like negative Nancy's, like, you know, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think that anybody had really anything positive to say. And I was really upset actually watching it last night, you know, for that, because I'm after having a super week and everything in my week has been positive. I'm after doing everything to the book, to like what they want me to do. And obviously the first week, like, you're learning and you're kind of trying to find your feet. And I thought that I deserved at least, you know, like, well done on the £7. Where, yeah. Here, you're willing to change, do you know?
So let's go through them then. Aoife, what was her gripe?
Aoife's gripe was the Coke Zero.
Now,
I honestly thought the Coke Zero was going to be okay. And I was only going to have one each Wednesday night watching the show. But No. As I said, like, it could have been worse. It could have been wine, do you know? Or a vodka or something.
So she's not a big fan of any fizzy drinks,
no,
whether it's Coke
definitely
Zero
not.
Or Coke
it's full. It's Ishka.
Right, yeah. That was her gripe. So Carl Henry is the exercise
Carl
man.
Carl didn't think I was walking enough and stuff like that. He was actually complaining that I didn't ring him on after I'd walked my dogs and stuff like that. But I'm not going to give Carl a hard time on the radio today because I believe he's just after becoming a daddy today. So,
oh,
do you
is
know,
he? Congratulations to Carl, right, didn't
so,
hear that.
Is that an exclusive now gone out on RTE? I'm going to give him a bit of a break
Right.
And he might know what it's like to actually be a parent now and cut me some slack next week.
Right. So new girl, Sumi Dunn, the doctor.
Yeah, Sumi wanted me to go to quit.ie, you know. So I'm after taking everything on board that they're after saying, you know. And
I was watching it and you were saying, this is the last one.
I was, and I'd imagine anybody who is going to give up the cigarettes, like now and in the future, are going to be the same way. Yeah. Like, it's not easy.
No.
I'm off them now. I'm off them 8 days, you know.
Okay. And how did you feel last night watching you with a cigarette, your son coughing away there? Did that?
Yeah, well, look, editing is editing, you know, and like TV is TV. I'm here today and Mikey had bronchitis, like he was on antibiotics, you know. And yeah, I was smoking.
How have the last 8 days been for you off the cigarettes?
Amazing. I'm actually smashing it. Like the scales, I'm smashing it.
So you've smoked since you were what age?
18. But like, I wouldn't have been a big smoker. I would have smoked like 3 cigarettes a day kind of thing. And I would have smoked a lot more when I was drinking alcohol, like, you know. But I have it in my head. It's like the weight, everything is going like onwards and upwards.
Great. Okay. It's interesting that you say editing. TV is TV. Editing is editing. Did you feel you were misrepresented?
Look, I was a smoker. There's no lie there.
Yeah.
I was saying last one.
Yeah.
I just felt hard done by with all the negative comments, you know. I think like this should be a positive thing and we should be building each other up and stuff like that, not tearing each other down, you know. Like if they had put one positive in, maybe I wouldn't have been so upset and hurt last night. But
did you cry last night?
I did. Okay. I cried like the rain after. Like,
did you?
I did, yeah. Do you know, I just thought it was a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Do you know, like...
And did you get support from your friends
the support from my friends and family is just unbelievable. And, like, I know everybody who was watching last night were actually fixated on what they should have been really fixated on, and that was the £7 I lost, do you know?
Yeah.
I lost that weight because I ate healthily and I did exercise, do you know?
Yeah.
I did positive things, positive changes.
Eddie, what did Eddie say to you? We can't let him away. There was four of them.
Eddie actually was on about the cigarettes again and whatever and thinking like, you know, that maybe I wouldn't be able to do it on my own kind of a thing or and that I can take responsibility and stuff like that and whatever. And obviously that's what I'm trying to do, like, you know.
In talking to people over the years, Pam, who signed up for Operation Transformation, sometimes people think they know what it is, but they actually don't. Do you think you got into something that... you weren't prepared for?
Look, it's a weight loss program, obviously, like, you know. But, and it works. And I think that if they actually looked at it properly, right, it should be a testament to actually the show. I did the exercise, I did the eating, I lost the £7.
Yes, okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, let me walk before they even tried to get me to run, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing one thing at a time.
And what about tough love?
Tough love, I'm all for that. My sister Teresa gives it to me all the time, out running and stuff, yeah. I'm all for tough love.
It's great that you have her to run with, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah. She is a diamond.
Yeah.
Diamond.
Yeah. So you said wait till we see what happens next week.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not going to, you all see me. They see me. I'm out, I'm running, walking. My cameraman is with me all the time, Edge, no, cannot give him a mention. And he's filming me eating what I'm eating, and he is with me all the time, basically. So he knows I'm not cheating, like, you know.
And your goal is to lose 2 stone?
My goal would be, yeah, like, I started off 14 stone, and I would love to be 12.4 at the end of it. Because the last time, my lowest weight was 12.5, and that was 12 years ago.
Okay.
That was my wedding. So I'd love to be 12-4. And then after that, then I'll work on getting down to the 11 and whatever.
I feel a bit sorry for you and for Paul in particular, because of what you do, both of you, you're constantly surrounded by temptation.
Yeah, that's true. We are, like, I love chocolate. I love to sniff it. I'm a sniffer, you know. I just love chocolate.
Right.
I like to crack open an Easter egg and sniff it like a mask, you know. That's how bad the chocolate addiction is. But it's
what
actually
about, what about
not
the hash browns,
me?
The hash browns and the sausages
they're
and the
rashers?
They're
not bothering me either. They're actually, I mean, like, my head is so in the game now, like, yeah. It's not even funny. I'm actually scaring myself. I'm saying, like, what actually did they do with me? I don't know. No, it's mad.
Have you tried before?
I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm after being on every fad diet you can imagine and whatnot. And I've always lost and then gained more weight, we'll say, afterwards. But, like, I know the success rate of Operation Transformation is unbelievable, like, you know.
Yeah.
So there's definitely something they're doing right, you know.
Yeah.
So
it must be very reassuring and heartening to know that the people you all are... squarely behind you.
I have an army. Yeah. If only everyone in y'all could even take like a quarter of a pound off of me, I would have no problem with my weight. They're amazing. I want to give them the biggest shout out ever. Like, we have the GA tonight in y'all. Do you know we have the lighted up walk?
Yes, I was going to get to that, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm jumping ahead of you.
Yeah,
it's amazing. The registrations after going on for that now is unbelievable again. So
this, they did this in previous years, and it's where the GA get into bed with Operation Transformation and they open up the grounds around the country and they turn the lights on and they invite people in to walk around the pitches.
Yep. That's it.
And you're leading the charge tonight.
Well, I'm going to be leading one charge anyway, because we're going out in groups of 15, I think, you know, for health and safety and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah.
And there's actually two different walks.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on the long one.
Great.
And the kiddies are going to go on the short one with Teresa.
Yeah. And how, speaking of the kiddies, you have Ali 18, Lee is 10, Lily 7, and Mickey is 4.
Yeah.
And then your hubby.
He's actually 3. I don't know where
three?
They're getting the 4 from.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're okay. Sorry. That's not your fault.
No, it's not. I got that from somewhere else, obviously. So how are they reacting to the new regime in your house?
Like, Lily now is all into health and stuff like that, like, Joe. So she's loving it. She's taking second helpings of the dinner and stuff like that as well. And then you have Lee. Lee is amazing, and all his classmates, they made me all cards yesterday, Joe. They came home and stuff. I was delighted.
Yeah.
And, like, he's been very good as well. They're actually great. Mikey is too small, I think, to actually understand what actually is going on,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, it's
but
Mikey,
like, somebody said to me, yesterday, it was actually at the smoking thing or whatever, like, you know, and she said to me, Jeannie, you know, imagine, like, he mightn't even remember you were a smoker.
Isn't that great?
But I'm actually hoping that he actually won't remember me being fat either.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Do you know, call a spade, like, you know, yeah, I don't even think, like, I smoked, like, they haven't even really noticed that I'm not smoking.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But in the long run, it will be a very positive influence on them.
Definitely.
And Sean, how's he coping?
Sean is amazing. I was out running the other night and I came home and he actually made the dinner and stuff for me.
Right.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, we had sweet chilli chicken and stuff. So his support is amazing as well.
And
we're actually going to come up to you at the weekend.
You are, yes. That was my next thing. You're jumping ahead every time. You're like that annoying pupil at the back that I asked the question before the teacher gets that topic.
I'm so sorry.
Right, okay. You're coming up and the four others are all coming up.
We are,
yourself,
yeah,
and Cahill and Paul and Jean and Siobhan, and you're going to be on the show on Saturday night, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person and talking to you.
Yeah.
Pam is amazing. I'm following her and really identify with her as that person, and I think the panel was so mean to this lovely woman last night. She lost 7 pounds, FFS.
Oh my gosh.
That's Noreen in Dublin 11. Apart from last night, are you delighted you got involved?
Oh, definitely. Oh my God, the experience has been like unbelievable, right? Like the way I put it to you, like I was on Everest, you know, I was so high, everything was just amazing. And look, it was a knock last night, but I think I wasn't expecting it to be...
a walk in the park.
Yeah, well, like,
Jesus,
it definitely wasn't going to be a walk in the park, but
yeah.
I think I was in belief that the hard weeks would be week 3 and week 4 when I'd struggle with the exercise and stuff, you know, and do you know when you'd be kind of like slacking off, and that's when I'm going to be looking for you all to get behind me and, you know, drag me through it. So to get it like a little knock so far like close, it kind of knocked me a little bit, but you know what I did?
Go on.
I got up out of bed this morning, got the kids started for school, and I went for my run walk, and I smashed it again.
Hey.
You know, so I put that negativity into my run, and I actually felt like I could have run a marathon by. No mind the
You're imagining the experts as you ran. I won't say something like that. Yeah. Okay.
I'll just let you do the talking there. Yeah.
I actually agree. Pam got a raw deal from the panelists last night. She did super. I mean, £7 is 2.5 bags of sugar. The program is all humiliation. It's not a bit positive, said Kathleen. Well, they're probably going to change their tune. So, listen, big news as well this week for y'all. They're getting the Greenway.
That's right,
y'all
yeah.
to Middleton. That's big news as
that's
well, isn't
amazing.
It?
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I might be able to run that sometime.
You will. You actually will. You actually will. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday night, Pam.
Listen, I look forward to seeing you too. Okay. I can all selfie.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck. See you, bye.
Good luck.
That's Pam Swain there, one of the leaders on Operation Transformation. And go to rte.ie and you can follow Pam, one of the other four leaders. Well, there's five. Four, including Pam, on there. And as I say, there's something different about it this year. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something that draws you in. And maybe it's the stories, maybe it's the way it's shot, maybe the way it's edited, maybe that's only one programme as opposed to two. I don't know, but there's something different about Operation Transformation, and it's something good. 5 on 5, 5 on...